Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of The Lounge. I'm here with, and you know, the guest of the week is my brother that came up. His name is Teddy. I don't know if you remember him from the last show, but he's back for his third time.
Morning, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're back. This was kind of very last minute type of thing.
Yeah, I think it was Thursday night. A couple of my buddies who went here, graduated last May. They wanted to spend the day in Milwaukee.
Yes, sir.
I came along for the ride, and we really don't have any plans on what we're doing, but
classic guys trip, no plans.
Yep, just kind of going with the flow, seeing where the day takes us.
So who you going with? I don't know. What are you guys gonna do? I don't know. Trying to figure that out.
It's always like that with any trip we do.
There you go.
Yeah, I left at around 8:15 from our house and got here in plenty of time.
Yep, that's the beauty of it. So yeah, what you been up to? What you tell the people? What's going on in your life right now?
Nothing too crazy. Been working almost every day. Still working at the golf course.
How does it feel to be in like a fall setting and not have school?
It's kind of nice. Don't have any coursework responsibilities.
Yeah,
it's nice to be home. Nice to be able to make money. Not at my campus job where I was getting paid like minimum wage, but
yeah.
It's been good. Working. I'm still trying to find full time gig. I had an interview yesterday that went pretty well.
Good.
Just kind of grinding that out. Also trying to enjoy the nice fall weather. I've been golfing a lot, improving my scores. I know you've been seeing my 18 birdies notification.
I saw it yesterday, right?
No, it was on Monday. Played with Christian.
Oh, no, that was Joey Karras.
I got his, yesterday. Too.
Shout out, Joey.
Any golfers out there that want to download a sick app? We're not sponsored, but 18 Birdies is the app that you want to get.
No free sponsors. I'm about to hit the dump button for that. No free sponsors. We only get paid here.
Yeah, but 18 Birdies is awesome. You can add a lot of people, see what their scores are looking like, try and compare.
Mm-hmm.
You got to play more, bro.
You know what? It's been hard. We were supposed to play today.
I mean, the weather's been awesome.
I know we were supposed to, but I have work in this afternoon, so like if we go early, then because we if we went after this, we would have to be done.
Well, how far are the courses? Are they far?
Not far, but like I don't know. Plus, there's a scrimmage today, a blue and gold scrimmage for Marquette basketball, right at 11.
Yeah, college basketball is right around the corner. I saw that that Ty Rogers and Kylan Boswell went up to Rosemont for the Big Ten press conference or media day.
Media day.
Yeah, it's right around the corner. I'm excited. I love college basketball way more than college football.
Oh, even though Illinois is like 4-0?
4-1. We lost last week. I mean, we played Penn State.
I thought they were winning. I thought
they were. Or it was tied at halftime. And then, obviously, I was at the wedding last week, so I couldn't watch it.
Yeah. That's.
I'll tell you this. The family did miss you last weekend.
Well, yeah. For people that don't know, I had a test, a couple of exams, and there was a family wedding that I was unable to make. But, yeah, it seemed like a good time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was, and the reception was in Addison. I mean, just you and Noah weren't there.
Yeah, me and my cousin Noah, which is fitting enough because people associate us two together since we were little.
And, yeah.
And,
you guys were always, like, best friends.
We were always together. Before and school. Now, we weren't there. But,
No,
what was my seat there? Was it just like an empty seat?
There was two empty seats.
Oh no!
You and Noah.
Oh no!
We were still at the kids table.
Man.
We labeled it the Gen Z, then the millennials. So like all of our older cousins, yep. And then Louie and Denora got promoted to the geezer table.
That's
with all
crazy.
The adults.
The dang.
Yeah, but we did miss you. I'm glad that the test went well, though.
It was a pretty hard test, I'm not going to lie.
It's a test. You're done with it. That's all that matters.
If people haven't taken physics in college, it kicks your ass.
Yeah, I took 2 years of it in high school.
Yeah.
Never planned on taking a physics class.
Physics is very hard.
I'm sure. Mechanics and...
Yeah.
Circuits and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gross.
What did you think? So you guys came up a couple weeks ago for that cruise. How did you like that cruise?
Yeah, the boat cruise.
We went on a boat cruise with unlimited brats.
Unlimited brats and
$3 beers.
What was the other?
$3 spotted cow.
There was another thing that was free. It was brats, and wasn't there something else?
Like potato salad.
Yeah, potato salad. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. We boarded right downtown and took us all over the lake. It was like an hour. It was a lot of fun. I mean, it's kind of lucky that we're close to Milwaukee. Milwaukee's a sick city for what it is.
It's very nice. It's very cool. Especially, I like it at this time because it's starting to get a little colder, but like the sweater weather in Milwaukee is great. And then
this is my favorite type of weather where it's just you can wear a sweatshirt and shorts and be outside and nice and comfortable.
And you wear, I don't know, it's really nice until like it gets really cold and then it's really bad.
I mean, back to golf, you can play in any weather and until there's snow on the ground.
That's true. But, I don't know. I'm just enjoying the weather how it is.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really nice for the next 2 weeks in Chicago.
So it was, I mean...
Did it rain up here?
No,
I know Chicago, or not Chicago, but, like, Southern Illinois got hit pretty bad days ago.
It rained, last week, I think. But every day so far has just been, like, sunny. Or, like, a little bit cloudy, but, like, really sunny. Like, yesterday was ideal.
I mean, at work, I haven't had any issues
when it comes to weather. Perfect weather for caddying, too.
God, I love that all the high schoolers are
back.
But Mia told me that they have a 5-day weekend next week.
Wow.
I don't know why our high school has been giving days off that we never had.
Interesting.
Yeah, dude, the weather yesterday, though, when I had my practicum internship, and it was game day for little kids for their program, and I had to ref one of the games.
Oh, you're a ref?
Well, I had to. I could
have. Soccer?
Yeah, I could have coached one of the teams, but they were just like, can you ref? And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? So it was a green and blue team.
Were you the on-field ref or a line judge?
I was the only one. I was the only ref, so I had to kind of do everything. There was no offsides. Cause, I mean, these kids are like third, fourth graders, so no offsides, no penalties in the box. Like, if you get fouled in the box, you just have to take it outside the box, and it's like an indirect free kick, so they have to play it to a person.
Yeah.
What else? That's like about it. And then if there's a foul, you have to tell them not to do it. And then if they do it again, you have to sit them out for like a couple minutes. But
I didn't know that. Taking on a ref role.
Well, I didn't know what I was doing. I mean, it's normally we just help out in the practices when they're at the schools, but on Fridays is the game day. So yeah, they were just like, ref this game. And I was like, yeah, sure. So the blue team lost. The green team won 7-0. I felt really bad for the blue team.
Dang.
Because they would kick the ball off in the center, and then they would immediately lose it and then
give up a goal.
Yeah, because they had no defense. All their kids just like ran up, and I was like,
it's third and fourth graders.
I know, I was trying to tell them.
They don't know the game.
I was trying to tell them. Like, I mean, that. Some of them have a like very good individual like skill-wise and stuff, but they still don't understand the concept of like spacing and passing. But I'm sure they'll get that, but like some of the kids are like technically like they can dribble the ball pretty good. So it's a fun thing.
Young phenoms, bro.
Yeah, I know, and they're all hilarious. They're all complaining to me about like when there's a foul. I'm just like, you're okay, get up, we play on.
There you go. Let the boys and girls play.
That's how you have to do it. Because if we call foul every time, they're just gonna get bored. You have to tell them like where the corner kick, because some of them have never like played before.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to kind of coach them in a sense. So it's fun. Hopefully next week I'll be like a coach on the sidelines, because we kind of just switch roles. So I don't know.
Be an open book, dude.
You know, the blue team started blaming their coach, and their coach. I got to meet him. His name's Eric, and he's a cool guy. He went to like four different colleges, he told me.
And played?
No, just transferred.
Did he play or no?
I played like in the first couple of years, I think. But he just like transferred around and stuff. And then he's like, yeah, I'll coach this stuff. And I remember the blue team like lost the ball, and they were just like, what are you doing? And then the kid's like, because it's the coach. And I was like,
classic.
No.
Just blame the coach. Just like you blamed our coach for, I think our final coach was good.
Oh.
Dude, we went 18-4.
Because you guys had good players.
And a good system.
That
and we had a good
the system.
We had a good assistant coach too.
Yes. Well,
with his
Dorito
chicken leg. Dorito leg.
Dorito build. Right here.
Dude, he was our conditioning. He got us in shape.
Strength and conditioning coach.
Only works out the upper body.
Only. Yeah. No, that was, yeah, high school soccer is a whole different animal, though.
I personally had a great experience.
So did I, but I'm just saying the coaching situation was not
Zach
ideal.
And I disagree on our high school varsity coaches' tactics and way of coaching. I feel like maybe there was a regression because my senior year was his first year.
So
it could have been the players, but
prime example. Do you remember when you played and you and Joe, your other center back, would score a lot of goals off corner kicks?
Yeah, because we practiced that.
Yeah.
And also we were tall.
When we played, we had two good center backs too. We would do short corners.
Because I don't think they practiced.
We did practice.
Set piece.
We did practice.
You did?
Yes, we did.
Well, maybe there's a skill gap.
There's not a skill gap because the whole thing is when you get a corner, you want to send a dangerous ball to the box. So, and we didn't do that. So he'd tell me to stand at the edge of the near post and then run out to the corner flags to see if I could receive a short pass.
Well, I know our assistant coach was always on my coattail on getting ahead on the ball.
Yeah. And they didn't do that with us.
And so I put maximum effort. I put more effort in scoring corner kick headers than actually playing defense.
Yeah. Because since
we that was a skill I, for some reason, got good at.
Yeah. We don't have the film on us around. I just imagine Gabrielle from Arsenal. That's literally Teddy.
Gabrielle's a dog.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm a 2022 Champions League Antonio Rudiger on Chelsea.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You are not a menace like that.
Dude, come on.
I'd compare you to Gabrielle because you scored a lot off of headers, and Gabrielle scores so much off headers.
And Joe was Saliba?
Probably. It's like the two best center backs in the world right now.
No, it's Virgil.
I guess.
Speaking of Premier League, can we talk about Chelsea?
Yeah. Okay.
How much Maresca ball has been working for them? So
if you know me, I like Chelsea FC.
So do I.
Yeah. And, you know, they've had a really good start to the season. They've only had one loss so far and like five wins and then one draw, I think.
Yeah, they drew to...
five wins in a row for us.
Didn't they draw to Crystal Palace?
They drew to Crystal Palace at
Pain.
Home.
Pain.
And, you know...
They lost to City, but everybody loses to City.
That was also the first game of the season before the Kem was there. But
I think I watched a video on YouTube of this guy breaking down why Chelsea's being so good. It's because they used to play Cole Palmer on the right mid or right wing, and they moved him to the center so he can roam in the middle and create chances.
Exactly.
And it's been working out. He scored four goals last week in the first half.
Four goals.
First Premier League player ever to do that.
Yeah, that was an insane game. No, I agree. That once they started putting him in the center, he's been able to roam wherever he wants. Like, he's even dropped into the eight position. And the six, just to get the ball, like against Bournemouth.
He's playing more on the left, too, with being in the center. He would only be on the right side trying to cut back, and he's a natural playmaker, so if you put him in the middle, he'll create chances. Did you see that one-touch, like, lob pass to Nick Jackson where he sold? But that was disgusting.
Yeah, he's a prime talent.
If you want to watch a masterclass, just watch the first half of last week's game, Chelsea versus Brighton.
Yeah, he's just like the type of player that he's just one of those players where you don't want to like look away when he has the ball. He's just one of those guys because anything he does, he can make it anything happen from anywhere.
I mean, I woke up and turned on the game on my phone in bed, and then Brighton scored right away, and I'm like, is Chelsea cooked right now?
Mm-hmm.
And then they scored four goals. Yeah. I mean, Brighton also scored again, but it was 4-2 Chelsea at half because of Cole Palmer.
Yeah, they did not score in the second half.
And he had, what was his first goal? Kind of a, not really a tap in, but it was kind of an open netter.
It was a great finish.
An open netter with two defenders.
It was like outside the box, too.
And then a penalty, and then the goal of the year, free kick from Lionel Messi type of free kick, and then a near post, no look finish for his fourth. I mean,
yeah, he's a stud, and this is why I told you to pick him in fantasy.
Well, I had the sixth pick out of eight, and somehow he fell to me at six because.
So how many points did he give you that day?
56.5.
See,
he is the leading Premier League fantasy scorer at the moment.
This is why
he has,
you pick him.
Everybody says Haaland's better. They have the same goal contributions. Haaland just has 10 goals, 0 assists. Cole Palmer has what, 6 and 4.
Yeah, just look at the stats. Cole Palmer is second in scoring and first in assists. And
Timothy.
Yeah, you really can't get much better than that, sir.
Arsenal's tied with Southampton now, 1-1.
Yeah, we're being.
Oh, City's winning 2-1.
We I wanted to ask you who are like three to five players that have impressed you from this the first couple 6, 7, 8 games from Chelsea's season?
Six or a couple players?
Yeah, like 3 to 5. I don't know if
Jadon Sancho. He's gotten a bad rep after being in United. People said he was washed, and then he went to Dortmund and actually did some good work in the Champions League. And the boss man, Todd, saw that and gave him a little contract. And his first three Premier League starts, or was it three or two, he's had an assist.
I think it was two.
I think he's been really impressive, kind of getting the ball and taking on defenders and trying to make plays. It's another player. It's been decent. I mean, he had a bad game last week. I think Robert Sanchez has been pretty good too.
That's what I was about to say. He's been playing really well. Besides those two shocking errors, those were really bad.
Yeah. Other than that, he's been playing really well.
He's been decent at shot stopping.
He had like eight saves not last week, but 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that Bournemouth game, he was well in the running to win man of the match that game.
I think Nicholas Jackson's been playing well too.
I agree.
I mean, everybody says that every person on Twitter or Instagram that I'm seeing is that Chelsea spent so much money on their attackers. They seem to be figuring it out. I mean, even in their Conference League, that Pedro Neto's scoring and Nkunku's a dog off the bench. I mean, he saved them against that 1-0 win. Who do they play?
Bournemouth.
After coming off the bench. Felix has been good. Noni's a dog on the right side. I think that's another reason why they're playing good. They put Noni Madueke in Cole Palmer's old spot and moved Cole Palmer to the cam. And I mean, when you got Sancho and Madueke who both take on defenders, mix that with Cole Palmer and either Nick Jackson or Nkunku up top, you're going to score some goals and win games.
The thing that I like about is the depth. I think Pedro Neto is giving Noni Madueke a run for his money because Noni hasn't done anything in the last like couple games. He's been putting in like 5, 6 out of 10, 7 out of 10 performances. Pedro has been putting like 8 to 9, like against last week.
Well, he's faster, and they're both better with the ball.
Both very quick, but the good thing about it is that you could call someone at a specific time. So if they're playing well, like I would say, like I was gonna say, put Neto playing tomorrow instead of Noni, just because.
And I feel like Noni wouldn't be opposed to that. I mean, and Nkunku's embraced a bench role.
I know, that's the thing.
I think he's better than Nick Jackson.
Who was probably Chelsea's, like, one of their classified as world class last year, and he was out with the majority of the season for an injury. But, like, once he came on, like, you could tell, it was like, okay, damn, this guy's good. And now he's taking on a bench role.
I know, he's starting for, like, the Conference League, and are they in Europa?
Ooh, Chelsea?
Yeah.
No, they're in the Conference League.
Conference League. But they're also in, like, the FA Cup.
So he starts those games, but he doesn't start the Prem. But, like, there's so much reason why he should start the Prem, too.
But Nick Jackson...
Jackson is old reliable sometimes when it comes to just carrying the ball, which
is...
If he could just finish...
At a higher rate.
Yeah. If he does that, he's fine. But, like, everything else he does is really good, and which helps the main man, Cole Palmer, does... Like, he lets... Because once they have to focus on Nick... They have to.
I think Caicedo and Enzo could be playing better.
That's where I playing better. Okay, maybe Enzo. He's been all right, but
they've been okay. Nothing too crazy. Again, I just see them lose the ball a lot.
Caicedo has fallen under your radar a little bit.
I just see them lose the ball.
Because he's been phenomenal.
He's the second coming
of N'Golo Kanté. He's literally everywhere.
He is, but I see them lose the ball more than they should.
Because you have to watch them defend.
No, I know they're great defenders, but Enzo's not really a good defender. Caicedo is, but I think they could do a better job of possessing the ball. Because last week Brighton, they had like what 58% of the possession.
Yeah.
Well, I think they could, because Maresca did say that he prefers possession. But I mean that if you're letting them possess the ball and you take it away from them, it's playing counter ball.
Well,
which I mean worked.
The thing you see with Enzo though, is that when he is in the team and he's not in the team, the flow from the midfield or from the defense in the midfield to the attack is so much less fluid.
I don't know if you've noticed that.
I guess.
He transitions the ball so well because he's really good at passing.
Yeah. I also think their defense is kind of trash.
It needs to get a lot better. But I think it will once they...
Levi Colwell's good.
Levi Colwell is really good. And
Mark.
Well, Mark has just been one of the best left backs in the world right now.
Mark.
Malagusto is really good too. Plus, you're gonna Fofana. Get Reece James back, and hopefully
they need a couple rid of like Reece James
if he's back. Hopefully, when he's back though, because he'll
come back, play a couple games, and get hurt. Again.
But like the games that you see him play, he plays really good.
I know.
Yeah, there's center back pairing. So like, you always have to keep Levi Colwell on the side because he's the man at the moment right now.
And you got DeSassi.
And then DeSassi, Body of Shield has just been way below way
trash.
Just not good. Just not good enough for me.
Tosin. Tosin's good.
The thing, yeah, the two that I'd start right now are Tosin and Levi Colwell. Those guys, Tosin is just like.
He's huge.
He's huge, and he's the no nonsense type of defender. So, like, Pep Guardiola, the coach of Manchester City, has made, like, positions like. He's attributed different types of skills and things for positions, like a center back has to do this, outside midfielder has to do this, whatever. And Tosin's just really not any of that. He's just like no nonsense. He gets the ball, boom, he clears, he passes it up. Like,
I kind of that's kind of how Joe and I play.
Yeah, you just have to be no nonsense.
It's kind of nice. Like, I always was kind of scared, not scared, but hesitant to play the ball in our own third.
Yeah,
because if you mess up, you let them create an opportunity to put one on net.
Yeah, so this is why I don't know.
So he's my type of defender, right there.
I like him a lot, because he can play a good ball too. And Levi can he's a little bit more comfortable in the ball, I think. But
yeah,
the scary thing is when they kind of play, they go against a press and stuff, and then Sanchez plays it to the midfield and
they panic, dude.
I'm like, bro, what are they doing? But that's the way the coach.
They just can't panic back there with the press.
Mm-hmm.
Just find number 20. Let them create.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Are those, like, the players that have been?
Yeah, I'd say Jackson's been decent. Sancho, 100%, has been awesome. And Robert Sanchez, other than the two goals that he let up, has been really good the past, like, 3 weeks.
There you go.
I don't know how big he was. He's like 6'6".
Yeah, he's a big guy. So
I mean, I know you were kind of mad that they were starting him. He's been, I mean, he was supposed to be their.
Everybody was upset.
He was supposed to be their guy last year, and he got hurt.
Everybody was kind of upset that he was starting because people like Petrovic a lot.
They should loan out Petrovic.
I agree. I don't know. I like him. But plus, they just bought a new one this summer. They bought Jorgensen.
What's his name? Jorgensen.
And he's all right, too. But for the second, like when the season started, I didn't know who was going to be the goalkeeper. And I was like, do I really have full faith in Robert Sanchez? But yeah.
I think he's got my full trust as of now, other than
it was the last week's game, it was essentially Cole Palmer 4, Robert Sanchez 2.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm excited for the season.
Mm-hmm.
To keep on progressing, to see everybody's improvement, the chemistry going up. I think they're going to win a lot of games.
Oh, I think so, too. I think they're going to win a lot of games by scoring a lot of goals. They score so many goals.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They scored 4.
It's because of their attack.
They
everybody said they
last week.
Everyone said that they got.
A couple days ago.
Everybody said that they got too many attackers, and they're making them. Making it work.
I know.
They have a lot of talent.
It's funny because the haters have to change what they hate on now. It's so funny. It's hilarious. They like every... And like the evolution of Cole Palmer's hate was insane.
I'm kind of glad Dad isn't following the Premier League. He's the D1 hater.
He's the D1 hater. But the haters that didn't like Cole Palmer, it started off like... all he could do was do penalties, and then he started, like, dishing out.
He only had one penalty this year.
No, no, I'm talking about last year.
Oh.
I'm talking the evolution
of the hate. I'm not going to miss a penalty, Anna.
The hate of Cole Palmer started off with, oh, he's only a penalty merchant, and then he started dishing out assists.
And then he scored in the Euro final.
Scoring, like, amazing goals or whatever. And then they were like, okay. And then he was just like...
It's a one-hit wonder, right?
To one-hit wonder to, oh, he can't play under pressure. He can't play in the big games. Scored in the Euro final.
Off the bench.
Off the bench. When he should have started. And now after this last performance, especially the clips of his free kick, all the comments, they're just like, FFS, how did this dude not start in the Euros?
Because Foden, dude, and... Saka's been a dog this year in the Prem. Foden is so mid.
Foden comes off the bench, I think.
I think so, too.
And not, I think he not comes off good. The bench now in City, I'm not going to lie.
He got hurt, and I think he's a great player. I think
System player.
Yeah, he's fallen into the Pep system where Pep makes him good because Pep's the greatest coach of all time.
Yeah.
Him and Jose Mourinho.
They
How men feel about pressure? I don't feel pressure.
They made a list of the best players in the Prem. And
wasn't he like 9?
Cole Palmer was 11th. He wasn't even top 10.
Which probably like 6 City players, Arsenal players, Liverpool players.
Well, Foden was above Palmer, which is a joke in itself because Palmer has greatly surpassed Foden at this point.
Agreed.
All
my buddies that are in my Prem League hate on Cole Palmer.
How can you hate on a guy that's just like there to do his job? He's the most boring guy you can
ever meet. And he's ugly.
He's not. I'm not gonna say that, but I'm just saying he. I don't know.
Aura. He doesn't have any like personal aura. His game is his aura.
He. Like when your top clip of like just funny moments of just him doing,
what.
Like,
AM or PM? What?
Yeah, and the jokes around that are just like, I don't know, they call him Mr. Chippy Chip now.
I like the interview where Nervy was during his photo shoot. The media team was like, can you put up 3 fingers if you score a hat trick? And he's like, what about 4? What about 4? And so that clip is going around since he scored 4 goals last week.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just funny. He's a funny guy. He's a humble guy, too, because he doesn't really talk. He's just, like, he's a very quiet guy.
Yeah, he just goes out there, plays, says, like, 2 words to the media, and goes home.
Like, he scored 4 goals in this first half, and he's like, oh, this is probably one of your better performances, right? He's like, yeah, I think it's up there.
Doesn't care.
Bro, he likes his soccer, bro. And
you know he makes it. There's an NFL game on in London tomorrow. I think it's Jets Vikings.
What? Oh, tomorrow.
Yeah, they're playing in Tottenham.
Yeah, Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
We were on our way up here, and Diego showed me a picture of Justin Jefferson wearing a Cole Palmer jersey.
There we go.
It's kind of fire. Yeah, I think there's like 2 or 3 weeks in a row where there's a London game.
And the Bears are going down there too.
Yes, sir. Caleb Williams.
Caleb Killiams.
Think he's better than Jaden Daniels?
At the moment, no.
I think that it may not look...
Dad, you are right at this point.
At this point, sure, but there's still a lot of season left. Jaden Daniels is way more injury prone. I hope he doesn't get hurt, but I can definitely see it happening with how he runs. And the Bears have a stretch of
Winnable games.
All 5 of these are winnable games. They play the Panthers tomorrow.
Yeah, they
tomorrow.
Play the Panthers tomorrow. If they lose to the Panthers, I'm done.
I mean, the Red Rocket, Andy Dalton's okay. Starting.
Yeah, for real. Former Bear.
They play them. They play the Patriots. They play the Jaguars are 0-4.
Wait, they play the Patriots?
They do play the Patriots.
Oh, Jackson's about to.
They play the Cardinals. They play the Cardinals. Who are 1-3, and then they play the Commanders.
Oh, and then they play Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels. I don't know. Dad's so annoying when it comes to this.
What does he say?
Jane Daniels, Bears took the wrong guy. Ha ha ha. Jane Daniels, he's the best quarterback.
Dad just texted me. He was like, why don't you talk about how better Jalen Daniel is than Caleb and how the Bears repeated the Trubisky instead of Mahomes?
Dude, I really don't think... talk about a system quarterback. I think Mahomes would be good anywhere, but he wouldn't be as great if he didn't have Andy Reid in that offense and Matt Nagy calling his plays.
Dad, you got to trust Caleb Williams, but I don't really trust the offensive line.
Dad hates him because he thinks he's Hollywood.
I feel like he's from Hollywood, bro. He's coming from Hollywood.
Yeah, but who cares? He's a quarterback.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. When I've watched the games, he's had like no time to throw the ball. He gets sacked after like 2 seconds.
I know. He's got to work on getting the ball out of his hands and his mid-range and deep ball accuracy. Because his short passes, I mean, he doesn't. I don't think he has an incompletion in the past week or two when it comes to short passes. I think it's like 15 yards or less, or 10 yards or less. He's been 100% completion. But once he gets his deep ball down, getting the chemistry
overthrown
with DeJuan
every time.
I know. That's
he overthrows it.
He'll be better.
We're like, he's throwing deep, and oh no, it just overthrew.
Did you watch the Thursday night game, Falcons Bucks? That was a great game.
Oh, but I heard that Kirk Cousins had 500 passing yards.
Yeah. I mean, it went into overtime.
It's a high school. I mean, high school college stat line right there.
There's no defense in that game. Zero defense on either team.
Who'd they play?
The Bucks. Baker
Mayfield. The Sooner.
Yeah. I don't know. This NFL season's been good.
How's your fantasy team?
Trash. Yeah, my in my league with my high school buddies that we've did for the past 3 years, I drafted a horrible team. I'm 0-4.
Oh,
my team is not only hurt, but has been playing really trash. And at this point, I have to win out to, like, have a chance of making the playoffs. But I have to win, like, 4 out of my next 5 to have a chance.
I think all the leagues that I'm in, I'm under 500.
Well, I'm in Anthony Beccarella's league for the first time. I drafted the Chiefs' best two offensive weapons besides Kelsey, Rashee Rice and Isaiah Pacheco. They're both on IR. So my team is injuries have been all over the NFL, and it's kind of annoying when it comes to fantasy purposes because we just got to hit the waiver wire. And I'm trying to trade too, but in my other league I don't have the assets to help improve anybody's team, so I'm kind of stuck in no man's land.
Yeah. I was going to make a trade. We were discussing a trade.
I should have drafted Alvin Kamara, dude.
What would you draft instead?
My first 4 picks I drafted before Kamara. I mean, Gibbs is good. But I drafted Rashad White thinking he would replicate last year, and that was a sell. I don't know why I didn't draft Kamara.
Yeah. Well, we were discussing a trade.
Did you do that trade?
No, it didn't end up going through.
Dude, you were getting the best receiver.
He was just like, actually, nah. And then he made another trade with another guy. But, the trade was I was going to get...
You were going to get Nico Collins.
I was
going to
get Nico Collins. I was going to get tight end named Ferguson.
Jake Ferguson.
I was going to get a couple other guys. And I was going to give up my first 2 picks of the draft. I was going to give up the running back from the Jets.
Breece.
I was going to give up Marvin Harrison Jr.
But you were getting, like, Jaden Reed and...
Yeah, I was getting Jaden Reed as well.
And you were getting a decent running back in return, too, right?
Estime. No, not Estime. The dude from...
ETN?
No, the other guy that he had. The guy from the Dolphins.
Oh, Achan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that trade was whatever for both teams. Not really necessary. It's just...
I needed a tight end, though.
Nico Collins is really good, though.
Yeah.
I should have drafted him, too.
Yeah, it's a... And the... What's the guy, Lively? Likely? He's been...
Isaiah Likely. He had a good week 1 and then kind of trashed the rest of them.
I thought he's been good. Yeah. I don't know. I think there's a lot of room for me to win, but
it's all luck at the end of the day. Luck.
I start somebody, and then they do really good. They don't do good, or like they do all right.
Tell me about it, dude.
And then they're on the bench the next week, and then they like put up insane numbers.
I benched Darnell Mooney on Thursday. He had 31 fantasy points.
I benched
and I took him out the last second. For no, I don't know. I don't know why I did that. I've just been a very bad fantasy manager in one league. My main league, 0-4.
I benched Odunze the day he went off.
I would there's just so many weapons that the Bears have with Keenan Allen back in there. If Keenan Allen was still hurt, Rome Odunze would play. I would start him, but
I also have Keenan Allen in one of the leagues.
I don't know. I did like what I see.
I'm just nervous about like him not getting the ball because Caleb Williams can't really throw sometimes.
He'll be better. Last week, Shane Waldron, their offensive coordinator, showed some promise in the second half. He actually called a good game, calling good plays. That DJ Moore pass was kind of disgusting.
Brilliant.
I haven't seen Jane Daniels had a throw like that a couple weeks ago to Terry McLaurin, but I don't know. If I was that, I don't know why I can't root for both of them. Bro's always got to hate for no reason, just to get a rise out of everybody.
Would you say he's been better, though?
Yeah. I mean, they're 3-1. Bears are 2-2. They should have won against the Colts. I don't know how they didn't, but
yeah.
Part of that's on the quarterback. Part of it's on the offense. Part of it's on the coach, coordinator, front office. I don't know. They just got to figure it out.
Yeah.
And I think they will. They Barstool Chicago podcast, they said they need to go 4-1 these next five games based on their opponents.
Yeah. Well, they could do that.
They should beat the Panthers. They should beat the Jags. Jags suck. They're 0-4. The Patriots, they're horrible. I already said the Panthers are bad. The Cardinals, they've been pretty bad. They're 1-3, even though, I mean, they have Marvin and Kyler, but their defense is trash. And then they play the Commanders, who in a lot of people's eyes thought would be one of the easy games, but I mean, they've been good. They're 3-1. They have a good quarterback. The Commanders.
Oh yeah.
I think that'll probably be the toughest game. But again, we're just predicting. No one knows anything.
I can't wait till they play the Packers.
I'm just scared for division games. I'm so scared.
The division's so good.
The Vikings are 4-0.
I know.
With Sam Darnold. Dude, he's like third. He has the third best odds to win MVP.
Right now.
Behind Mahomes. He's been like mid Mahomes. He's not even been that good.
Yeah, the Lions are good.
Josh Allen's so good.
Did the Lions beat the Seahawks?
Yeah, that game was a shootout. I watched that with Dad.
I watched
such
it
a high scoring game.
And then the Packers are all right.
Yeah, I mean, I hate Matt LaFleur. Sorry, Packers fans in Wisconsin, but I'll give you guys this. He's a really good coach. I don't know. He was winning games with Malik Willis at quarterback.
They got J-Love back.
J-Love's really good, and he got hurt, and they went 2-0 with.
I was surprised
Malik
that
Willis.
He played last week because I was like, this dude.
And he went off. He almost came back and beat the Vikings.
I know. Because we were watching it. We're like, holy wow, it's a blowout and stuff. And then they started scoring. We're like, hold on a second. He could come back.
That was a good game. I don't know. If the Bears lose, I'm going to cry. To the Panthers at home, there's no way. There's just no way.
The Red Rocket.
I still cannot believe the Bears pulled that trade off with Carolina to get.
Yeah, absolutely fleeced them.
They got DJ Moore.
DJ
they got the
Moore.
Pick. They got the pick to select Caleb. They got the pick to select Darnell Wright.
Yep.
They got next year's second round pick
for a bag
Bryce
of chips.
Young, for Bryce Young, who's now a bench, who's behind Andy Dalton.
For a bag of chips.
When I feel so bad for Bryce Young. He was a good quarterback. He just was one of those prospects that is that wasn't NFL ready right away.
Do you really think that is?
Because look at Jordan Love. He spent his first 4 years. He got drafted end of the first round when he got drafted like 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago. He spent his first 4 years being a backup to Aaron Rodgers, and then learning that offense, learning the players, the plays, the coaching staff. Comes on as a starter last year. Everybody says he sucks. He never started over Rodgers. He had a great year last year. It's all about development.
It is.
You know that's why I'm giving slack to Caleb, or what's the terminology? I'm cutting him some slack, I guess, because he's a rookie. I mean, CJ Stroud last year was one of the only rookies to have that good of a year as a rookie.
Yeah.
Because a lot of, like, Tom Brady, like, he was like a third string, drafted like 200th overall.
200th overall, yeah.
You just got to have a good coaching staff. Player development within the organization. And then you just got to learn the NFL game, which, I mean, Caleb's in a, and the other rookie quarterbacks that get drafted, they'll get it over time. Yeah. It's a process.
Yeah, and I'm very confident in Caleb Williams' backup, Tyson Badgett.
His dad's a pro arm wrestler. Did you watch Hard Knocks?
Yeah, I saw that clip of him.
Yeah, Tyson Badgett's a great backup quarterback.
Great backup quarterback, D2 quarterback.
D2 quarterback.
He was wasn't he like the best D2 player of all time though?
Maybe. I mean, he's a D2 and he's an NFL player and he was probably dropping 700 yards every game. Like, who are they playing?
I don't know. I just remember he
like
went
Southern
off.
Mississippi
I just
State.
He went off in the preseason.
Yeah, I mean, they were 4-0 in the regular season and then almost lose to Will Levis. What was it? What was the pose that he did after throwing that pick? Dude, every week Will Levis has like a new meme, because like week two they had him like diving for the ball.
In the first week,
hands on the head, shocked, hands like, why did I throw that ball?
He literally epitomized the pose of I just fell to my knees in Walmart, and then the comment I just saw someone fall to their knees in Walmart.
No, these memes are so funny.
Yeah.
Just getting sat on by a Packers player.
Yeah.
I don't know, this NFL seat. I love the NFL. Even though I hate the refs. Because they're... I don't know how they call, like, pass interference and all that. Pisses me off when I watch the games, but... And all the holding crap.
They don't even do that in college.
I know, they let them play more in college than in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So dumb, but whatever. It's been, I love football season.
And then basketball season coming up soon. Isn't the NBA preseason starting?
Yeah, ESPN was posting Bronny highlights.
Oh, yeah, Bronny highlights, his chase down block.
He had a chase down block, but then they posted his pass to an assist. He didn't even have the assist. He passed it to an assist. Passed to a player who the other player got the assist, and they posted that saying that Bronny did something. And Dalton Connect had 16 points, posted nothing about him, and then they played the Timberwolves, so Shannon had a good game.
The T-Wolves, the trade cat.
That trade was crazy. I don't understand it from either side, but we'll see what happens.
So you will be seeing lobs from Tyler Kolek to Cat.
He will not be taking Jalen Brunson's spot as the point guard.
Yes, he will. Just give him some time.
I don't know. I'll wish him the best, but I think he'll be a good backup. He'll be like Peyton Pritchard. Peyton Pritchard's good.
We'll see. Because if you just you're the one that is sending me highlights of him in the practice in the lab, and he's
I mean, yeah, he's playing with the pros like Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, he's cooking Aaron Gordon.
I mean, he got drafted, of course. Yeah, he's an NFL, NBA player now.
Yeah.
Just 6'3", white dude from Marquette.
6'3", white cooking. Dude from Providence, Rhode Island.
I don't know. And then the Bulls, they have all their Chicago guys. I know. DJ Stewart's on the team. Matas. Io. And then they're all like dancing in media day, and all the comments are like, all this to go 20-62.
Well, they just don't have big guys.
They have Vucevic. That's about it.
They're all small.
And he's so mid.
They have like 15 guards.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the NBA season,
fantasy
not the Bulls season. Yeah, our fantasy draft is in a couple weeks.
Who do you want to get?
Well, Jacob and I have the fifth pick out of 12.
Oh, you guys are? I thought you guys had separate teams.
No, we're the same team. Oh. Dude, we won 2 years ago. I don't know how, but we won. We have the fifth pick. And Dad has the first pick. He's going to draft Wemby. Thinks he discovered Wemby. Even though he was the number one pick in the draft.
Who are you going to pick at five then? LeBron?
I will not be taking LeBron. He's 40, but he'll probably still average like 25-8-8. I don't know. I think Jokic, Wemby, Luka, and Giannis will be gone. So then whoever's the best available then.
Ja Morant. Wait.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Hell no. No, you got to pick
Anthony Edwards?
Yeah.
Could draft Anthony Edwards. We'll see. I mean, I haven't really thought about it too much.
I just think
the four players that I named that I think is going before.
You got to pick LeBron.
We have no chance.
You got to pick Jordan's long-lost son.
Anthony Edwards? Dude, should I draft Bronny at the last pick just for fun and then drop him right away?
Yeah. You should. All right, with the last pick, we got Bronny James.
the media's hyping him up so much, and he's going to be a G League player.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm excited. I'm excited for college basketball.
Yeah, a lot of good things on
NBA.
The come up here. Good,
I don't like hockey, but hockey's coming up. It's not like I don't like hockey.
A lot of good sports.
I should say I'm hyped for Connor Bedard.
Yeah. That's cool.
We got a lot to look forward to before the end of the year.
What's the song you wanted to play? Midnight City. All right. So, this is about all the time we have. But
all three times I've been here, the time has gone by super fast.
It goes by so fast.
You only have an hour. We could talk about
Chelsea, about anything.
NBA for hours on end.
Yeah. But, thanks for everybody listening. This will be on Spotify later. And
at the Lounge.
At the Lounge. So, come on by and join us. But, we'll play Midnight City by M83 and have ourselves a day.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, this song? I didn't even realize it was this song. All right, see ya.